think you are smart. Judging from the fact that you're listening to this tape, you'll probably have to fake it. Listen carefully to the zombie-like speech patterns of other managers and try to imitate them. If you hear a new management buzzword, jump on it like a starving squirrel on the last peanut on Earth. Now let's talk about the management zombie stare. Combine your new management language skills with the management zombie stare. Learn to hide every trace of comprehension and compassion in your expression. Your face should send this message. Logic is futile. Some rookie managers make the mistake of inviting input from the employees, hoping for some valuable insight or contribution. As far as unwarranted optimism goes, this is roughly equivalent to panning for gold in your own shower. Here's a valuable tip. If your employees were capable of generating any nuggets of wisdom, they wouldn't be working for you. Now let's talk about looking like a manager. Clothes make the leader. Employees probably won't ever respect you as a person, but they might respect your clothes. Great leaders throughout history have understood this fact. Take the Pope, for example. If you took away his impressive Pope hat, his authority would be seriously diminished. Ask yourself if you would take advice on birth control from a guy wearing, let's say, a John Deere hat. I don't think so. You can learn from the Pope's example. Wear impressive clothes. This will be the primary source of your respect, if any, for the remainder of your career.